Thank you, Americans. At www.wegotit.com, all of our interviews available for podcasting, downloading, and the daily news cuts right there for you to decide after we put together the hot news sound bites of the day. 1-877-WE-GOT-ED. Down in San Diego today, there was a lawsuit filed dealing with voting machines, dealing with the 50th congressional district that was decided by less than 5,000 votes. Francine Busby, the Democrat, lost. Brian Bilbray, the winner, won. But there are some questions about the machines, not whether they functioned properly, but were they really sent home with poll workers? Kind of like a sleepover. If that happened, that's in violation of state law and federal security requirements, effectively decertifying them. For more on this, let's go to the attorney who's involved in this in San Diego, Paul Leto. Paul, Ed Schultz, do I have your name correct, sir?
Yes, you do.
Thank you. You filed the lawsuit today in San Diego?
Indeed, we did, and they really did sleep over, and they had so much fun, they stayed for over a week in some cases.
These voting machines, you know for a fact, were at someone's home for a week before the election?
I've interviewed the witness. In fact, I even have a witness that is sitting around with a key to all the Diebold machines. They were just told, keep it until the next election in November.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is this against California or federal law?
Well, both. What happened with the Diebold machines, both the optical scans and the touchscreens, is Secretary of State Kevin Shelley said, you know, I'm decertifying these machines, and by the way, Diebold ought to be criminally prosecuted. McPherson came in, his successor, and said, well, I'll let them back in, but I'm going to put a long list of conditions on them. And you're basically going to have to treat these machines like they're the same as, you know, voted ballot boxes full of voted ballots.
Well, understand that the DNC has called for a full hand count of 150,000 ballots. Is that right?
They have. Yes, they have called for that. And the local registrar of voters, though, wants about $150,000 or a buck a vote to do that, whereas in Orange County they're only quoting 14 cents a vote. So
Why is that?
Well, I think it seems to be that he just wants to price it out of existence because there's some red flags in the way the results have been reported, and it appears that they don't really want us to look at. They're also dragging their feet on producing information.
Okay. So when is this going to – I mean, Francine Busby's running again. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are these same machines supposed to be used 99 days from now?
Well, they had primarily optical scan machines used in the polling places and then touch screens being used for disabled voters. Unless plans change, they're planning on going to 100% touch screens in November.
Okay. Tell us the timetable of your lawsuit. When are you going to get a hearing on this?
Well, election contests are, you know, a top priority for the court system. You get on a rocket docket, so the judge will have a little bit of discretion, but we anticipate going to trial like 30 to 45 days.
You think you can win this?
Well, I think we can based on the fact that when you get a blindfold put on you and there's no way to tell what the election results are, most states and most courts will order a new election under those kinds of circumstances. In addition to that, we also have the affirmative evidence of things going wrong and things being, going wrong with the sleepovers. We also have, you know, absentee voters precincts where reports are that the official results show 4,750% higher turnout than registered voters. In another case, it's 8,000% higher turnout than registered voters. So it appears that they've just taken all kinds of absentees and lumped them all into the same precincts, which, you know, prevents us from being able to reconcile votes with voters. So that's another red flag if there are things going wrong there, particularly since the cover story for the Republicans is that they flew in a lot of people in the last few days of the campaign and found 10,000 absentee voters. So that's going to be the issue. Did they find 10,000 or not?
They did fly a bunch of people in from Washington, a bunch of congressional staffers. There's no doubt about that. Now, can you prove that a law was broken? Because if you can, you win the lawsuit, right?
Yeah, well, sure. There is no doubt that the conditional certification was violated.
Okay, so based on that, how are you going to prove that?
Well, you just you put in the four-page conditional certification, have the jury read it or have the witness read it, and then put on the poll workers and say, yeah, I brought the machines in. Yeah, I was sitting in my garage or my car. No, I have no idea what happened to it 24/7.
Okay, and the next thing would be a recount. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, the recount also is something where the judge just looks at the pleading itself, and if we've stated the correct elements, the judge pretty much has to order the recount. Now, the recount will detect counting errors. Now, what people need to understand, though, is recounts aren't a perfect fail-safe mechanism, because if you've got a stuffed ballot box, you can recount that thing as many times as you want, and you still come up with the same stuffed result.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't you the attorney that has had some success challenging past elections?
Well, I did a study, and I filed a lawsuit in my own home county. It's Snohomish County, Washington. There was also an election contest up there for the governor's race, which was one of the closest in the history of the country. And I think the combination of the focus because of the governor's race, as well as my lawsuit and things like that, caused the county that I was in to dump touchscreens. So they don't use touchscreens at all anymore.
Now that was the 2004 election, right?
Right, right.
And it led the city council to stop using the machines?
The county council decided to stop using touchscreen machines, and they went to a vote-by-mail system almost like exactly like they have in Oregon.
We'll stay in touch. Hell of a story. I think you're going to get a hand count out of this.
I think so, too.
Okay, Paul, appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Paul Leto, who is the attorney who filed a lawsuit on behalf of the faulty results in the San Diego's 50th Congressional District.